You must always remember, Trinity, what is important remains, Chepi explains. Everything has a purpose on our Earth, which reflects within us our own self-worth. These flowers bring fragrance and energy that can heal. They raise the vibration in us and in our environment, a universal ideal. Our job is to maintain balance for our Mother Earth so we may all live in harmony, the reason for our birth. Our home was once ruined by the human hand, chopped down before us and desecrated our land. Yet we know we are guided by a higher love that does not allow our hearts to dispose of, or we will create a world governed only by man, with hatred and jealousy that brings war between clans. Our traditions teach us the past is not forgot, yet the past repeats the future, believe it or not. If we dwell on the negative, we continue to make an unhealthy life we must never forsake. Our fairy ring teaches us cause and effect. What we give to the world returns to us, direct. No thing would grow around Mr. Hollow Tree. His sadness created only death and debris. Regardless, we all carry a spark of light within, which can ignite just as soon as we consent to begin. To truly understand that it comes down to fear. But our power can only grow if we are willing to share. Allow your infinite intelligence, a force that will flow, or choose to suffocate your fire and reap what you sow. Wow, Chepi, that is so profound. But there was a bud growing in Hollow Tree's ground. Is that his light that gave him a chance to see that he always has the opportunity to advance? Yes, it was no coincidence.